This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. V is absent today, but J is here, and so is C. Wait a minute, C's not part of the DJV. Well, she is, really. Kara Schilling at controls in our studio in Washington, as usual, day after the day after the day after. It's the week after, in fact, and how we get ourselves into the new year becomes a focus. Beware, Jennifer Horn, of socialism. Public opinion poll released today indicates the majority of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29, that's you, Kara, view socialism favorably and prefer it to free market capitalism. Why is that dangerous, one might ask? Well, the good news is that those people, the young folks, are confused sometimes about what socialism really is. Bad news is that in every country where it was imposed in a dictatorial way, very few people really understand what it is. Talk to people in Cuba, for example. The people who suffer under the consequences find out, and it doesn't ever, I don't see any place in the world where it's really worked different. There's a kind of a combination of capitalism and communism that seems to be what China is all about, and that's what they're trying to convinces Cuba is all about, and that's what the Russians are trying to say. That's what they're doing, but Russia is much different. Russia's really never quite figured out how to do, and since the Bolshevik Revolution, they've never haven't really figured it out at all. In China, they kind of have figured it out, to a point anyway. If you want to live in that kind of situation, if you're in China, you don't have much choice. But think about, Jennifer, you've traveled around a lot, and I've certainly been fortunate enough to go to countries. One of the things that brought me around to think about this was my experience in Peru a couple of weeks ago, and how it's a very poor country, pretty socialistic, but at least they've got a handle on what's going on. They've had four presidents in the past 5 years. because socialism frustrates people, and it also corrupts. And so these presidents have all been indicted and gone to jail for, you know, stealing this and getting, and in a country like Peru, the fact that they even pay attention to that is pretty, it shows you how outlandish it is. The corruption is really bad there. It's kind of a socialistic country. And so we say it's not for us. There have been more and more, I think, I'm not comfortable with all of the kind of socialistic trends that have reared their ugly heads in America. Are you?
No, I think it's dangerous. I think the fact that young people think that the country needs to move in this direction is, and some old people, we shouldn't say that, Bernie Sanders thinks it. My goodness, he's older than time. So,
does he know that?
Looks like father. He looks like Father Time.
Father
anyway.
Time, yes.
But it seems that the whole idea behind this country, what makes it so great, is to strive to make your life or your family's life better than what your parents did. And this constant striving for just bettering your situation and moving forward. And that's really the basis of the American dream. And I think with socialism, all of that dies. Who we are as a nation is gone, because with a socialist system, just everybody gets a little and no one's ever really striving for greatness or to push or to be the best, because everybody just kind of meanders down in the middle. You see, when people just get enough, they just sort of get stagnant. You know, they don't actually want to move and move forward. And I don't know, for me, life is about, and especially maybe because I'm a believer in Western culture and being an American, I'm proud of that. It's about moving forward and doing better and working hard and creating something new. And I don't know that that's as possible with a true socialist society.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll pull the rug out from underneath you, because you were supposed to start with a trending story.
I know, what the heck?
Got off onto my thinking philosophically about this the socialism poll, and I don't want to think too long about it because I don't think it's good, but I do think, I didn't give you a chance, Kara, to your friends, you and people who are your age, and the focus on socialism. Do you have conversations with your friends about stuff like this?
We have conversations about politics, but I would not say socialism specifically. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever spoken to my friends about socialism.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, I don't think it's something that is...
I would just start a conversation. Hey, gang, what do you think of socialism?
Bernie. Anybody who backed Bernie would have a conversation about his policies, which maybe you're not thinking you're talking about socialism, but that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think that most of my friend group were supporters of Bernie, so that's not something that ever really came up.
Yeah.
Is that surprising? I don't know.
Yeah.
I voted for Hillary. I think most of my friends voted for Hillary, so... That was what our discussions were about, not really Bernie.
Well, Bernie offered an interesting option, and it wasn't that different from Trump's, actually, in many respects anyway. All right, so Jennifer, what is the trending story that you had on the top of your mind when we started 5 minutes ago in this hour?
Well, I actually had picked out one that was actually in our show prep, Dougie, which is so exciting. I love when I match up. And that is the story out of Britain today. So a lot of people on Christmas will give the gift of cats and dogs, and sometimes that turns into a very dangerous proposition because it's very cute on Christmas morning, and then the dog or the cat needs to start eating and pooping and being taken out. And a lot of times there are a lot of animals that are not cared for. Britain is forbidding puppies and kitties from being sold by pet shops in a bid to crack down on animal exploitation and abuse. The government said it's going to roll out the legislation next year after holding some public consultations that showed 95% support for the ban. That's a pretty huge number. It means that anyone looking to buy or adopt a puppy or a kitten under 6 months must either deal directly with the breeder or with an animal rehoming center, according to one of their government officials from the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. They said it's part of their Christmas animal welfare push. The measure is commonly called Lucy's Law in honor of a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel who was rescued from a puppy farm in Wales back in 2013. She'd spent most of her life in a cage and was no longer able to breathe because her hips had actually fused together from a lack of movement. I know you know about that because your Daisy may have some hip issues as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so there was a woman named Lisa Garner who took her home and launched a social media awareness campaign that changed the way Brits are now able to get their pets. And the government said that the new law is going to end the terrible welfare conditions that are found in puppy farming, or as we know them, puppy mills, and solve a range of existing animal welfare issues. So there you go.
I've told the story.
No more pet shops. And that's kind of the trend in America as well. That's
it is.
Just a British story.
Yeah, right. When I found Daisy last spring, it was after visiting 18 different rescue operations in various parts of New England, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and I finally found Daisy down in Rhode Island. She'd been rescued by a group that brings dogs from various states into the Rhode Island, in this case, in Massachusetts, they have the same thing, the MSPCA. So she had been in a cage. Daisy is a bulldog. There are pictures of her around on, what do we have? We have it on Facebook, I think, don't we? Have it in various places. We'll post it.
Yeah, your Christmas picture's up on Facebook right now.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, Daisy was in a cage for 2 years, never got out of the cage. She lived in her own poop and pee. She couldn't walk when I got her. She had just been neutered. She'd had two litters. One when she was just barely one, and another one when she was just barely two. And the fact that she couldn't walk, that she lived that way, she doesn't have, or she didn't, and now she, I still have a little, I'm going to try to find this winter when I'm in California, Jennifer, a trainer, to sort of bring her around. Every once in a while when she gets excited, she still has accidents in the house. It's okay, you can understand that. She has no training. She's now getting used to me calling her and coming, but she had absolutely no training whatsoever. And she was an example of the kind of, when I saw her and I heard the stories about where she came from, I was horrified. And yet that seems to be the rule more than the exception for these puppy mills. So good for England, and we ought to, and I think to a point, we're kind of social pressures are putting a lot of these outfits out of business. And I think there's a law. You can't, I think some of these big companies now, Petco and that like, they can't sell puppy mill puppies anymore. I think that's the story. Anyway, something to be aware of and thinking about as we go into the new world, I mean the new year. Well, as long as we're traveling around the world, another quick story from Israel. Parliament there dissolving, Prime Minister Netanyahu's government holding elections in April. They would have been required to have them 7 months down the road, but they're going to do it earlier. The ruling coalition parties made the unanimous decision after failing to get enough votes to pass a piece of legislation that would extend Israel's military draft to ultra-Orthodox Jews. We would refer to them as Hasidics here in America. All of the Jewish Israelis have to serve in the military. Typically, the ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt, but a drop in manpower has the government looking at changing the law, as well they ought to. I don't see how this has become a ruse, kind of like when I was that age. I couldn't, well, I did. I was drafted. I had flat feet, and flat feet supposedly kept you from having to go into the service. But anyway, this is something you're going to see a lot of hoopla about this as Israeli votes to dissolve this week, the parliament. All right, it's 18 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, EMKZ, EMKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn loves to celebrate country music, as do many of you. Matter of fact, the number one crossover format, I think you know that, Jennifer. Those of us who are radio babes or radio brats know that the number one crossover music format for talk is country. So here we have country legend Alan Jackson lining up a full slate of tour dates for the new year with a newcomer named William Michael Morgan. You know him, Jen?
I don't know him. I love Alan Jackson, though.
Select shows on the tour will also feature singer-songwriter Randy Houser. You know him?
I do know Randy Houser. Randy Houser's kind of, he's in superstar status, but he's got a lot of hits. So I would he's a good matchup with Alan Jackson, too.
So this kid, William Michael Morgan, must be somebody that's headed in the same direction, at least according to Alan Jackson.
Not doing bad if he's touring with him, yeah.
Right. Starts the 25th of next month in Louisville. A tour of amphitheaters and arenas has a dozen dates on the books going from January to September. With more than three decades of hits like Chattahoochee, Don't Rock the Jukebox, It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere, Alan Jackson continues to influence a lot of the newer up-and-comers, a lot of the country entertainers, songwriters, that sort of thing. So let's see, in addition to Morgan and Houser, Jen, many of the shows will include performances by other aspiring artists who played at AJ's Good Time Bar, which is kind of a honky-tonk joint in Nashville.
Yeah.
He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this past June. Remember that? Tickets for some of the dates are on sale now, with more shows to be added in the next few weeks and the next couple of months. So if you're an Alan Jackson fan like Jennifer is, you can stand at attention, or you can get your tickets and then stand at attention at the performances. Sounds like a good idea.
And he's so much fun to watch because he just can stand there and play, which is, I think, a gift without all the the lights and the flash and all of that, but yet you're still sucked in. He's like George Strait, where they can just stand there and play and have fun, and they don't need all the stuff behind them.
Gimmicks. Like the, is that a slam at some of the shows?
I don't think so. No, I mean, it's all different. It just depends on what you want. But if you want solid music that's fun and it's about the songs and the musicality and less about that crazy performance, then this is your concert.
All right, here's another country singer named Mark Wills. Topped the country chart with hits including Wish You Were Here and 19-something. He brings in the new year with the Grand Ole Opry. He's the newest member there, Jennifer.
Good for him. He's had an interesting career, too. Again, not one that, like, shot to fame. But he started out, like, in the late 90s and then went away for a little bit and then reinvented himself. And so I'm happy for him. He's a good, solid music guy.
Vince Gill issued the invitation to him. He was visibly moved, dropped to his knees before cheerfully accepting the honor. This boy has been the greatest supporter and proponent of what the Opry stands for. That's what Vince Gill said when he brought him in. Wills, who first played at the Opry in 1996, the beginning of his career, closed the show by singing his emotionally charged hit, Don't Laugh at Me, from 98, while other members of the Opry family joined him up on stage. Also getting some special recognition during the show was Opry staff musician Jimmy Capps, member of the Musicians Hall of Fame, who played at the Opry as a teenager with the Lovin Brothers in 1958. Wow. Before he went to work in the Opry band. In recognition of his six decades, member Marty Stewart, Vince Gill, revealing the band room at the Opry House officially been named the Jimmy Capps Music Room. He was a member of Nashville's so-called A-Team of studio musicians, that kind of like the Wrecking Crew and that bunch that, you know, play in all of the country things that are recorded down in Nashville. So congratulations to Mark Willis.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the day after Christmas, the biggest returns day retailers will face of the entire year, but those U.S. retailers are enjoying their best holiday sales in years. The early data showing that sales shot up at their strongest pace in at least 6 years. MasterCard reporting consumers spent more than $850 billion this holiday season. The El Paso sector of U.S. Customs and Border Protection now ordering an immediate medical assessment of the approximately 700 kids in its custody. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while under its protection. The 8-year-old was checked out of a hospital after being diagnosed as having a cold, but he died a short time later. A 7-year-old girl died while in Border Patrol custody a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
At the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV. Jennifer Horn is here, the J in DJV. And Victoria Keelan has the rest of the week off. What an outrage.
No, you got that backwards.
That's no backwards. You have the rest of the week off. That's what it is. Okay. So let's find out what's going on around the country, shall we? These are sort of government stories starting, Kara, with the situation in Baltimore, where police have now collected this week 2,000 guns. Well, excuse me. There are a lot of different kinds of weapons, including a rocket launcher.
I did see a picture of that.
As part of the buyback program aimed at reducing
no
violence.
No one is complete without a rocket launcher.
Without a rocket launcher.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
Right. So let's see here. They have had 300 homicides this year. That's nothing to be proud of. Officers collected 1,860 weapons. They're paying $25 a piece for large magazines, $100 for handguns, and $200 for semi-automatic rifles, $500 for automatic rifles, and it doesn't say how much they paid for the rocket launcher. Excuse me. Listen. They put aside a $250,000 bounty. 600,000 people live in Baltimore. So anyway, it's I think, and you know, you look at these things and they're good PR, but at the end of the day, what do they really do?
Yeah, I think most people around the area, whether they're in the city or just in the county around it, don't think it's really going to do much. I mean, there are a ton of homicides going on, and they need to try and do something to stop it. They can't just sit around and not do anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But as I have a friend on Facebook who was commenting on it, and he was saying, okay, well, you get this money back, and then you can easily just go to the gun store and get another one that's cheaper than that, or buy a couple with the money that they give you. So I don't think it's really, because what the police chief said was that if they're not in the home, then they can't contribute to the violence, then people can't use them, which is true. They can't use that gun. But I'm pretty sure that people are just going to go out and buy other ones. So I'm not sure this is the solution that they need to fix the problem.
Nope. Not sure either. All right. Some other government stuff here. Missouri's new governor could roll back what some have called the most radical redistricting program ever enacted in any state in our country, Jen. Governor Mike Parson is going to repeal it, kind of replace a state constitutional amendment. They call it Clean Missouri, amendment approved by 62% of the voters last month, covers a range of changes, including redrawing the legislative map. Under this measure, the state's House and Senate, the map for the districts would be drawn by a state demographer who would be nominated by the state auditor and approved by the state Senate. What could go wrong with that? The demographer would redraw the districts, taking into account partisan fairness and competitiveness. Yeah, well, I want to know what his party is, what his background is, and how he got the job. New lines would be voted on by the State House and Senate. The governor told the news media he's concerned that redistricting process will still allow politics to creep into the new maps. What kind of nonsense is this? It's all politics. Gerrymandering, redistricting, whatever you want to call it. Look at how it's messed up California as an example. What a mess. They fixed it so nobody can win unless you're a Democrat in California, pretty much. Right, Jennifer? Well, Jennifer, everybody's dropping off like flies here.
You can hear me? Yeah. I said, yes, true. Yeah, that's true. I think that redistricting has played a role in it. But I think for the most part, what's happened in California is that they did something called ballot harvesting this time around. Are you familiar with ballot harvesting?
You explained it was, but explain it again for people who didn't hear the explanation.
So it's not illegal. Well, it depends on the state you're in. If you're in Arizona, I believe ballot harvesting is illegal. But in California, it's perfectly legal to do ballot harvesting, which is when whoever has the money and the resources to send people to places where lots of people live, whether that's maybe low-income housing, maybe that's a nursing home or assisted living facility, you go through and say, hey, can I take your vote in? Can I drop it off? If you can't get to the polls, can I do it for you? And whether or not people can coerce someone at that point, that's what leaves it open for some funny business. I think the state of Arizona questions that. But that seemed to be what really switched and shifted in California, which is why you saw so many absentee ballots and elections being determined and actually winners being changed, projected winners being changed 3 weeks after Election Day. So that's what's been going on. But certainly redistricting plays a big role in that, and it's especially important in the states that are considered swing states for presidential elections, like Pennsylvania and Ohio. We see a lot of that going on there.
I'm questioning whether or not the situation is widespread, like we talk about California, and then this circumstance. That state is not one that was known. Are there other states, though? I'm thinking about Pennsylvania. Wasn't there just something in Pennsylvania that was sort of along the same lines? Do I remember that?
Yeah, Pennsylvania had. We actually saw a special election a few months ago with Connor Lamb winning because of redistricting. I think there's been some issues with redistricting in Georgia. So it's definitely happening. It's definitely an issue. And that's why having the governor's race, or having your party, the party you'd like to see win, in charge of the governor's mansion is so important, because you can, for political gain, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you can make more favorable districts. And the governor is the one who signs off on that. So that's why those people, I think people who follow politics sort of, I like to use the word mildly, right, where they just kind of look at the news every day and know what's going on, but they're not super entrenched in it.
Right.
Yeah, you go, well, what's the big deal if a governor's Republican or Democrat? Who cares in my state if that's the case? Well, it matters because of things like this, because they're the ones that can sign off on redistricting, and that makes a huge impact nationally and in obviously congressional elections, but also in presidential elections.
All right, other governmental news of interest, the Violence Against Women Act expiring at midnight Friday with the government shutdown, temporarily cutting off funding for programs that help victims of sexual assault, domestic abuse, that sort of thing. The bill was put into effect 1994. It was extended here and there, supposed to expire on September 30th, and then received a last-minute reprieve. Same thing happened on December 7th. Why is this not sort of a permanent law? I don't get. Is this just more sexism in the government, or what? Why is this a question?
An always law, right?
Yeah, yeah. What is it? Why is it subject to scrutiny like this? This is really shows what a bunch of sexist pigs we have in government. And this bill should not even be a question.
So many of them, just for the way that legally they have to be written or done or how they get passed through, have these kind of clauses, these expiration clauses. But you're right. It seems like just something that we shouldn't have to deal with.
The other side of that is there ought to be a sunset clause with, and I think people have in Congress have moved to have sunset clauses on all legislation that creates new bureaucratic entities. So maybe that's part of what this is about. If we look deeply into it, maybe that's, but why, you know, you see a lot of other things that are passed that don't have the sunset provision in them. And I've been a great believer in all bills, so, because that's why the government's so bloated in all these departments, and they keep funding, they keep going on and on and on. They don't do a damn thing. But this is a needed agency, and it ought not to be subject to the same kind of scrutiny as some of these others, I don't think anyway. Here's one other governmental item. The city council in Washington passing a bill making a commitment to move 100% renewable energy, the law, the rule, by 2023 in the nation's capital. 90 other cities announcing plans to do the same sort of thing. They're trying to get it done by 2030, but Washington is the first to say that they want to have a short time lapse, a time period, to put this comprehensive plan into place. It was passed as a unanimous vote in the Clean Energy DC Omnibus Act this year, requiring all buildings, including federal government buildings, to follow stricter energy efficiency standards. All public transportation.
They already have a lot of gas in them, so.
Yes, they do.
Plenty of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty of gas. So the 8-year-old boy who died, kid from Guatemala, died of an illness because of the situation with immigrants. What do we have to say about that, Jennifer? Second child to die in that detention center this month.
Yep, it's
not good
hard.
Optics.
And this came across during when a lot of families are together and giving thanks for having their families together. So obviously there's no good time to have this happen. But again, the... we have to ask the question as to why they're there in the first place, and what's the best place for them, and how much of the ownership belongs on Border Patrol. Now, obviously, if ICE is poking at these kids or not providing them with immediate medical attention, obviously that needs to sit on their doorstep. But these kids are so many times, this just fits the narrative as to what these migrants are doing. They're sick. They're taking these kids on huge, long journeys by foot most of the time, and they're making them ill. And what are you supposed to do if you're handed a sick kid? you do the best you can. It's just, it's a tragic situation all the way around. And I don't know that there's an end to it until we figure out what to do with these migrants who are sitting there. Do you offer them all asylum because of this? Do you make this a more expedited process? Do you, are you taking more of a hardline approach against migrants? What's going to be the solution that's going to prevent these kinds of things? Because otherwise this just keeps happening.
Yep, need a solution. Solutions to problems, that's what we need. 45 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, time for a little tombstone tourism here, Jennifer.
Oh, you're going to say pizza, but all right.
There's a group of people who love old cemeteries known as taphophiles. They have started to go around and check out the, I guess that would be the question, what is a taphophile? There are a lot of people who like to go to the cemeteries, use your imagination. One of the most visited cemeteries in the country is Mount Moriah Cemetery in Deadwood, South Dakota.
In Deadwood. There you go.
It's visited more than Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, with the
really?
Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Yeah. Right.
Huh.
And here's another
one. I think there's
got
to be popular ones. In the New Orleans cemeteries are a big deal, too.
Right. And then there's the story of the burial and tombstone of Big Mama, the big red hen, who died in Texas and now was buried with a marker over her grave. Great. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At the hour, it's time for a visit from Warren Eckstein, post-Christmas visit for you and your animals, how to take care of the animal that may have had too much, like the rest of us, to eat and too much excitement, that sort of thing. Always a, I don't know if it's a danger, Warren, but it really is something that people need to be conscious of, because the dogs are, I've noticed it with Daisy, as she played around and had some fun, she got involved in all the things that my grandson and my daughter and her husband were doing, and has become a very important part. She loves children, and she's having a great time. But there still is a point where you have to kind of be careful, don't you, in terms of how you bring the animal into all this activity?
There are so many human dangers that are in our homes that we're not aware of when it comes to our dogs and cats. I mean, I had someone call me the other day on the radio show. The dog swallowed Scotch tape. How dangerous was that?
Ooh.
So it's kind of like little kids. You got to watch them carefully, especially around the holidays, because, you know, they're creatures of habit like we are, and basically our whole homes have changed. There's trees in our house, there's decorations, yeah. there's tinsels, there's electric, there's lights, especially with cats. Cats, when you have Christmas lights, people don't realize that cats have an incredible sensitivity. So when you have strings of Christmas lights running in your home, they actually, from the cat's perspective, it's like mice running in the wood, in the bottom, in the moldings. So they kind of chase it, and they'll grab it and bite it, and a lot of cats will get electrocuted. So just common sense goes a long way. But, you know, Doug, there's something I really wanted to stress this week. I spend a fair amount of time and pretty much my entire life at shelters and rescues all around the country in Canada. And one thing that drives me absolutely crazy is from time to time, dogs and cats that have been adopted are returned to the shelter just after a few days or a few hours because we expect them to be perfect when we bring them home. Had these dogs and cats been given ample space and a little opportunity to adjust and associate with people and socialize, they would not wind up at the shelter. So I urge people, before you make the commitment, and once you, you know, I have a saying, and I hate to say this on the air, but it's true. Once it comes into my home and it kisses me and it pees, he's there for life. It's just that simple. So my feeling is that when you adopt a dog, prepare yourself, understand that there's going to be some time, because it drives me crazy. Every shelter I go into, Victoria, you'll agree with this, every shelter, every rescue is overloaded with dogs and cats that just can't find homes. If people would just give them the time to adjust and socialize them, half of these shelters would be empty. 80% of dogs wind up at shelters because of behavioral issues.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. We were talking earlier about in England the fact that they've outlawed the puppy mills.
And, yeah, they just did that recently, yeah.
Yeah, right. And that's something we haven't, I don't know if we've outlawed it, but it seems to me a lot of the big stores that used to have puppies from puppy mills, they can't do that anymore. Have we, how tightly have we reined in?
We're really getting in there. West Hollywood was one of the first places. Now the county of Los Angeles, there are cities all around the country that are now banning the sale of dogs that are not from shelters or rescues in there. So I think it's the greatest thing that ever happened. Literally, there are so many millions, 6-7 million dogs put to sleep every year. Why would you be selling puppies when there are so many dogs available at shelters and rescues, especially puppies coming from horrible situations like your own dog, Doug? You can talk about your own dog from the puppy mills around the country. That come with so many diseases and issues and problems, it should be stopped, and eventually it will be. Hats off to England. I wish it would become a federal law in this country as well.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Delta tightening its emotional support animal rules again. Support animals under 4 months old not allowed to fly. They say animals that are that young don't meet the vaccination requirements, so that's a way to keep the emotional support animals from being on any of these flights. They can't go on a flight that's 8 hours or longer. I think that's interesting. What do you make of all of this tightening up on these new policies?
I have mixed emotions. Number one, for example, if we have someone, let's say a veteran that's suffering with traumatic stress or whatever, he should be allowed to take his pet wherever he has to go. The problem is they just opened a place not too far from where I live in Marina Del Rey. The big sign in the window says, if you want a support dog, come on in. $150 will give you the vest and will give you all the paperwork that you need for a support dog. So you can walk in there with a dog that's had no training, nothing whatsoever, and get his vest and certificate. So that's what bothers me. There should be more legalities involved because so many people that really need these support animals for emotional needs really are going to be, well, they're going to be put out because a lot of people are faking it. So please make sure if you really need an emotional support animal, you go through it the right way and get a dog or a cat or whatever pet it may be that's trained specifically for your needs.
Our hearts were with you. I know your long love, Cisco, passed away, and it's not been easy. I get it. So we send you lots of love, Warren. Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show on the DJV Show, 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.